Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was kind of great. There was a comic named Chris Fleming, who I've never met, but I possibly have met. Because he was like, sure. You look familiar, I look familiar,
You may have met, neither one of you remembered if you had met before.
Right, and he, one of his first things he said was that he reads Canadian. And his, that made me laugh. And I said, you know, one of your dorkdoms is what you sort of read as well. And he was like, what was that? And he said, you said you liked puppetry. So he also reads as a guy who likes puppets.
Okay.
And
how's your Canadar?
My Canadar. Wait a minute. How long have you been waiting to say that?
Seconds. At least 20 seconds.
Chris Fleming, by the way, he wanted to come on and he kind of wanted to talk about how he has a Zoom show on March 23rd. And I was like, yeah, you should totally tell everyone about that.
People should go to the Zoom show.
Yeah, people should go to a Zoom show.
If you like this Dork Forest, you should totally go to a Zoom show.
Right. This Dork Forest, by the way, is attainable goal wherever you are. You can find at Chris Fleming, on Twitter, because his name's Chris Fleming.
Okay.
And it's at Chris Fleming Fleming on Instagram. So, but the great thing, so he wanted to talk puppets, and he likes to make puppets.
Oh.
And he likes to walk around Joanne Fabrics. And he likes...
with his puppets?
And just inspiration.
Oh, okay.
From fabric.
I can imagine somebody going into drawing puppets with a puppet, allowing the puppet to choose the fabrics.
And let me tell you how I've been in a Joanne Fabrics, and sometimes those people are a pill. And but it was pretty great, because immediately he talked about his inspiration, the movie that you enjoy, Labyrinth.
Oh, yes.
Even finish saying, but he was a really good guy, and it was super fun. It was a great episode about puppets, about fabric, about and then at one point Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
it led into Stevie of Fleetwood Mac. Might yes. I brag that I know?
You do know that.
And then he did make me a list of 8 Stevie Nicks songs because he liked her solo work.
Oh, all right.
So there you go. And there's, so it was amazing. He also has, he has puppets.
So what you're saying is his show is going to feature Stevie Nicks and puppets.
Right. And how he deals with anxiety is he likes to watch horror movies.
With Stevie Nicks and his puppets.
Yep. It's all happening together over in front of the Joanne Fabrics, you guys.